Blog Talk Radio.
People pull a bunch of money out of their pocket, and that might be the only money that they have. No money in the bank, no money in the stash. Your entire net worth right on your person. So you go back, go buy a pack of Fruit Stripes, and your net worth just dropped. Do you know what I'm saying? Actual factual, baby. Actual factual. So let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. With this your daily go get a business show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We bring it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. It is. The daily really go get a Miz and show. So that's how it's going down, y'all. Tonight, we're talking about the secret about how much money you make. The secret about how much money you make. Now, I'm going to concede that how much money you make or how much money you have is nobody's business but your own. But when you think about the reason that it's that it's only your business versus public, is because we're not making enough to whereas it would be public. When you don't make a lot of money, it's private. When you make an ex- excessively high amount of money, your net worth is public. Ain't that some crazy shit? You make millions of dollars, your net worth is public. You only make five figures, your net worth is private. That's your own business. Now you wonder, like, why would it be that way? Why would it be that way? Why is it if I only make a little bit of money, I can keep that to myself. But if I make a whole hell of a lot of money, if I'm bringing in wheelbarrows full of money, if I'm breaking the bank, if I'm writing checks that can bounce the bank, that's public information. You can go on Google and look up any celebrity that's out there right now. You can look up their net worth, and it'll tell you. Now, I don't know about the accuracy, but a high percentage of their income is right there on display. And that's whether they're making millions or not, because some people are not making millions, but because they were a public figure at some point, public information. I looked up the net worth of Big Daddy Kane before, and I was like, damn, why Kane ain't got no money? I'm going to do it again. I'm going to do it right now. I'm going to do it right now, y'all. Let me see. Let's see. What's Big Daddy Kane's net worth?
Here are a few possible answers for that.
Okay. Okay, wait. 800,000. 500,000, my bad. Half a mil. Big Daddy Kane only got half a mil? All the records he sold, was he half stepping? So he better be going on them old school rap tours. It don't seem right. It don't seem right that somebody like Big Daddy Kane is only worth 500,000. Now, it's not a bad salary for somebody like you or I, but for somebody who has toured all around the world, stood on stages, sold millions of records, had women, the king, long live the king, big daddy, smooth operator. Doesn't seem like a lot of money. And the theory that I was talking about you know, him being worth less, well, with people who are only making five figures, their salary is private. Because, I mean, who's going to look it up? I guess it's easier to look up somebody who is six figures, I guess. I don't know. I didn't know that six figures was still public information, but it is. Well, I guess I did kind of know because I looked up Big Daddy Kane before, but I thought it said 800,000. It's only five. Maybe it dropped. Big Daddy Kane, born September 10th, 1968. You know what I'm saying? Born 1968, September 10th. He's a Virgo, rock the house. See, all the Virgo rock shock and turn it out. But nonetheless, you know, when you think about somebody like Big Daddy Kane, used to wear big jewelry, you know, big dookie ropes and big pieces on it and stuff like that. He wasn't as elaborate about it as, let's say, Slick Rick. Let's look up Slick Rick. Let's see what the net worth of somebody like Slick Rick is, because you know how Slick Rick wears that same jewelry that he has made look gold at sometimes, made it look platinum sometimes. You know what I mean? Nobody has jewels as big as Slick Rick that I've ever seen. That shit's crazy. Let's look it up. What is Slick Rick's net worth? Now, I know that Big Daddy Kane sold more records than Slick Rick. Damn, Slick Rick was worth $1.03 million. God damn. No. How does Slick Rick have more money or a greater net worth than Big Daddy Kane? How? How much is the jewelry around Slick Rick's neck and his fingers and shit? Some big, chunky, crazy rings and shit, big rubies and diamonds. How much? How much would you, Cal Chamberlain said, let's Google 752 net worth. It ain't going to come up. It's private. But I'll share with you a little something, Carol. It's not a whole lot. Just between me and you. My brother from another mother, Norris Hill. What's going on, my brother? Thanks for coming through with Chill. And my big sis, Robbie Ming is coming through with doing a thing. Something like a queef for a king. How you feeling, Ma? Slick Rick worth $1.03 million and Big Daddy Kane only worth half a mil. This is preposterous. This is a travesty. This is a... How is Slick Rick worth more than... How is Slick Rick worth more than Big Daddy Kane? Slick Rick had one hit album. One. Those other albums he made, one of them was while he was in jail. The other one was when he first got out of jail. That album sucked. But here he is. $1.03 million. My goddamn. Record producer, what records did this Slick Rick produce? Let me hear some Slick Rick beats. But hey, it is what it is. So that's how it's going down. So you know, for a superstar. And I consider Big Daddy Kane to have been a superstar at one time, I guess in the 80s, late 80s, whatever, early 90s. Maybe the industry didn't look at him as such, but he was pretty large back then. Now, people can make bad investments and spend a bunch of their money or whatever, but he was getting it pretty good. What's going on, Rita Reds? What up, Rita?
How you feeling, Rita? Good to see me, some you.
Ow. Ow, man, my shoulders say ow, ow. Ow. Okay, get it back right. Gotta get my strength back. I gotta get my strength back. So Chris Chatois says he must have done other things. You talking about Slick Rick? I guess so. Probably in the music industry. I guess so. But damn, Kane. Damn, Kane, I get raw. Like, could you imagine Big Daddy Kane and Slick Rick in a versus? Like, Big Daddy Kane is going to win. Because Slick Rick is going to have to do his whole album, his whole first album, Rick the Ruler, and then he's going to have to do Lottie Dottie in the show. And then he's empty. Don't nobody want to hear that other shit. None of that shit. That shit he made while he was in jail. That shit was garbage. Behind bars. That shit, nobody want to hear that shit. It just sucked. It sucked. He came out with that album in like 1990. I think it was the late 90s or whatever. It was bad. It was while Aaliyah was still alive. It was just... I mean, it wasn't that bad, but it sure wasn't very good. I don't have no quotables from it. Emily Dunlap in the house. I said it, Emily. Now, you know, when you're making a little bit of money, you know, even if you're only making five figures, the high five figures going into the six figures,
you may not want the IRS to know how much money you make. Now that makes sense. Nobody wants to give the bulk of their money, especially when they're not making that much money, whereas you have to give a really big percentage to the IRS. Nobody want to really work on the books that way. Even the people who are super legit, they don't want to pay the IRS because, you know, you don't get anything back from that. People who actually get a tax return, that pretty much tells you how much money they're making, because people who make a lot of money don't get tax returns, or should I say tax rebates. They don't get that. They don't get that. Us five-figure niggas, we the ones, you know what I'm saying? You know, getting that earned income credit and all of that shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, so it kind of, you know, you can tell somebody's net worth, but, you know, by how much money they get back in the tax rebate. The thing is, a lot of people keep that a secret too. How much did you get back in your taxes? People be lying. Oh yeah, I had to pay this year. Oh, that's my bad. Your tax refund. My bad. Your tax refund. Yeah. More than likely, if you are above six figures, you're not getting no tax refund. No. That's not to say that you can't have like 10 kids that you claim and all of that. You can work if you have a decent accountant. They can work something out. But yeah, when you're making a lot of money, you are avoiding paying taxes in the first place. So the likelihood that you're going to get a lot back is little, itty bitty, teeny weeny, itsy bitsy. You don't normally get a lot of money back. Emily Dunn laughing in the house. Emily. And my man Jeff Hawkins. What's going on, Jeff? Good to see you some. Good to see me some of you, my brother, my mellow, my man. Thanks for coming on through. Thanks for taking the stand. So we're talking about the secret about how much money you make. So, you know, a lot of people that we may know be acting like they have a lot of money, make a lot of money, getting money out here. I'm out here in these streets. I'm getting money. I'm hustling. I'm making money, baby. You know, I'm all about that paper. I'm getting this money. And a lot of people be saying that shit. They ain't living that shit. They ain't got no money. They ain't got no money. No broke ass nigga. Look at that broke ass nigga. Look at that broke ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? Just bought a set of rims on his car. He broke. He ain't got enough money for a drink. He going out to the club. He going to have to just wait in the car for the let out. You know what I mean? He's just going to post up next to his ride. Like, yeah, I ain't even, you know, I'm just getting off work and shit. So I just came out here to see what's going on. That's why I ain't going inside the charm. Like, nigga, you couldn't even afford the cover charge. That shit was free before 11. You should have, you know, tried to get in. Yeah, I ain't get off till midnight. You know, I ain't, and plus I ain't even wearing my gear to go in there, so I just came out here. I'm like, yeah, I mean, you better make sure you don't leave the car running and idling. Because you know, you might not have that gas money. You chilling on a half a tank, but you know gas high right now. You mess around and have to buy a premium for the vehicle. You got to put premium in the vehicle. And that kind of lets you know where you are financially, too. If you saying, man, I know the car takes 92 octane or better, but you only putting in 87 regular, yeah, you balling on the budget. You balling on the budget. Shout out to the Philadelphia 76ers. We got to do the damn thing tonight. Take care of the Atlanta Hawks down in Atlanta. Atlanta took the first game of the series. It was a close game, though. Real good. We won the second. So this is game three coming up tonight. So I definitely want to check that out. Shout out to my man Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid, my dude. Ben Simmons too. He working on his offense. Got to start shooting more, Ben. You too big. All right. So the secret about how much money you make, if you want to call into the show, if you have a funny story, an interesting story, just a story or whatever, a statement or whatever that you would like to make about the secret about how much money you make, I invite you to call in. And the number to call is area code 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said a 319-527-6199. Yes, 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 y'all. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. 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 319-527-6199, baby. All right. So it's a daily Go Get a Mission show. Like I said, press number one if you would like to speak, and that will let me know that you would like to speak, and then I will call you out by the last four digits of your telephone number. You can rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing. All right, the secret about how much money you make. Now, it's an interesting phenomenon when the when you don't want the people who are closest to you to know how much money you make. It happens. You know how many people, you know how like around tax time, everybody who does taxes is advertising, telling everybody, listen, anybody who wants their taxes done, I could do it to you. I could do it for you for super cheap. I could do it for you for super cheap. And I can work it out and make sure you get your money. Work it out, make sure you get your money. Oh, child support, I'll make sure you get it. I'll make sure you get it. Yo, your shit fucked up. I make sure you get your money. Yo, get your money. If you dead pop, I make sure you get your money. Get your money. Oh, student loan, I make sure that you get your money. Yeah, I can work it out. I know how to get on that game. You give me a couple of dollars and I know my name. Everything is going to be all right. I'm going to get you the money all right. So, a lot of people are, advertise around tax time. Like, listen, man, I can, I can work the numbers and all of that kind of stuff. Just give me the information and I can get your taxes done with the quickness. I'm better than Hewlett. I'm better than, let's see, H&R Block, Liberty Tax. What's the other popular one? Hewlett, something with an H. H&R Block has an H, but I'm not talking about them. What's the other one? Well, nonetheless, a lot of people will not allow people like that to do their taxes because then they'll know how much money they make. And some people are like, nah, I ain't with that shit. You know what I mean? I understand. I understand Cindy went to school to be an accountant and all of that. And even though she's not an accountant, she knows how to do the taxes. She's real good at it and everything. She do everybody's taxes, but I ain't letting Cindy do my shit. You know why? Because I don't need Cindy to know how much money I make. Me and Cindy, cool. We good. We cool in the game. We good people. We even grew up with each other, but I don't need Cindy to know how much money I make, so I ain't letting Cindy do my taxes. I'll let somebody who I don't know do my taxes, but I'm not going to let Cindy do my taxes. And that's just the way a lot of people are. They don't want nobody knowing how much money they make. It's a personal issue when you think that people are going to judge you by how much money you make. Like, you're running around here acting like you got all this money, like you really balling. You ain't balling. It looks to me like you're falling and you're in the hole. All in. You are in the red. So all that bullshit about that money you said is all a lie, a fabrication. It's going nowhere. You are damned if you dare to talk about how much money you got. Motherfucker, you don't really have a lie. Oh, the secret about how much money you make. Surely show the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Surely show the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. What's going on, Ma? How you feeling, Ma? It's good to see me some you. Jeff Hawkins says people already tend to automatically assume how much money you make when you need to, when they need some from you. Ooh, yeah. So when you know that people are always coming to you for money, is that because of what you have been displaying? Like, is it your fault that people think you have money, or somebody else's fault? You know what I'm saying? Because in the case where I was talking about how, like, you have, like, a Slick Rick or Big Daddy Kane or LL Cool J or Public Enemy or any of those rappers or any entertainers from back in the day, people think that entertainers already make a lot of money. And that's mostly because most of us don't understand the business. We don't understand the business. We don't understand how bad a person can get jerked, even though they may have sold a lot of records toward the world, stood on many stages, held many mics, take airplane flights, have you tight, so all you sucker MCs, you better say please, because Run jumps high, he pulling down weeds. Sucre, Chutois, Jackson Hewitt, there you go. I think you were talking about, yeah, that's right. You know it. Thank you. Appreciate it, because that wasn't coming to me. I'm talking about, you know how bad I wanted to say Hewlett Packard? I'm like, no, that's not the, they don't do taxes. That's like, paper, Hewlett Packard. No. Appreciate that, Sucre JTX. Robbie Mink says, nobody can count my money better than me. But you know people will. People will count your money for you. People will count the money on you. They see you wearing jewelry. They see you wearing expensive sneakers. If you drive a nice car or you wear designer clothes that they know that they can identify, they're going to think that you have they think that you have what they call not rich, not wealthy, not even paid, but this one, a couple of dollars. Such and such got 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 a couple of dollars. They ain't broke, ain't poor, got a couple of dollars. 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 Not broke, not rich, got a couple of dollars. Middle class, upper middle class, got a couple of dollars. Got a nice house, car, a couple of dollars. Children in private school, a couple of dollars. Yeah, got a couple of dollars. Shopping spree, a couple of dollars. Yeah, they got a couple of dollars. Home repairs, a couple of dollars. Yeah, they got a couple of dollars. A couple of dollars is not rich. You certainly ain't broke. A couple of dollars. You know what I mean? You're a nurse. Six-figure salary, far from rich, couple of dollars. You ain't broke, couple of dollars, got a couple of dollars. Got a couple of dollars. $75,000 a year salary, but you have other streams of income. Got a couple of dollars, got a couple of dollars, got a couple of dollars, own a few houses, got a couple of dollars, flip cars, got a couple of dollars, got a couple of dollars, mid-level marketing, got a couple of dollars, got a couple of dollars, just bought you a printing press, couple of dollars, got a couple of dollars, got a couple of shows on YouTube, couple of dollars, got a couple of dollars, yo, hooked up with some people, couple of dollars, got a couple of dollars, been buying Bitcoin, got a couple of dollars, got a couple of dollars, got a couple of dollars. Got a couple of dollars. Got a couple of dollars. Do you know what I'm saying? Actual facts, baby. Narcel says, LL once said, 60 G's for 20 minutes is the pay I make. Yo, yeah. 60 G's for 20 minutes is the pay I earn. Yeah. And that wasn't bad. He also, remember what he also said, 20 minutes on the song, the doo-wop. 6 G's for 20 minutes. Something like 6 G's for 20 minutes. For one strong song. That's what he said, not 20 minutes. You said 60 G's for 20 minutes is the pay I earn. He also said, he said something like, something G's for one strong song. So I told Earl I was with it, got dressed and got bid, grabbed the magnifying glass and I brushed my beard, put on a tape of some old school tune. Then I waited for this freak to ring my bell at noon. Maybe it was 10 G's for one strong song. Nah, 12 o'clock came, left the door cracked. The freak came in a mink on her back. Amazon says, you got a couple of dollars from the way you ordered. That's what they say to you, Carol. You got a couple of dollars. You. Not me. You. I ain't got no couple of dollars. I'm broke. I can prove it. Broke. But I'm staying true. I keep it 100. Been broke, gonna be broke. Broke right now. Okay. Some crazy twat says, a couple of dollars is always more than a person says they had, is always more than the person saying it has. Yeah. When we say a couple of dollars, we certainly ain't talking about $2. We talking about, I don't know how much money they make. But here's what I do know. They own a house out in West Mount Airy. Ain't no way you can be broke and do that. There ain't a house on that side of Germantown Avenue that's low income. Not one. Not, there's no projects on that side. There's no low income housing. There's no Section 8 apartment. Not in West Mount Airy. East Mount Airy? Yeah. I don't even know about no housing projects in East Mount Airy. Not on projects. Ain't got no projects. West Oak Lane, a little something. Somerville, Mount Airy ain't the place for that. You working class. And you gonna have to have a good job. You're going to have a good job. They don't have, like, broken down row homes and people who don't take care of their shit. It's not that type of place. And that's East or West. But if you live in West, you got a couple of dollars. You can score. You can score and live in East Mount Airy. You know, you can be like, all right, I'm barely making it, but I'm making it. West Mount Airy, yeah, you official. Straight lace. You official. You official. So crazy twa says, maybe they inherited it. That's true. I do know. It's ironic that you said that because I know people who have houses in East Mount Airy. East Mount Airy. Where they actually, you know, took it over from deceased relatives. However, you still got to maintain. And to maintain, you're going to have to make a couple of dollars. Couple of dollars. Even if you just have to make enough to pay the real estate tax. Speaking of real estate tax, right here, this here is my real estate tax bill. Y'all would not, you could not imagine how cheap this is. I ain't even going to tell you. Because you're going to be like, yo, this motherfucker must live in a project. But I'm going to tell you this. It is very affordable. It's very, very, very affordable. You know what I'm saying? All I'm going to say is I can afford to live here. See that? Real estate tax bill. Okay. I want y'all, you know, my social security, nah, I don't want y'all, you know, I don't want y'all to be that nosy. But yeah, the secret about how much money you make. Some people want you to think that they make a whole lot of money. Some people want you to think that they don't have any money. Now, is it always the case that people who make good money don't want anybody to know that they make good money? Is it because they know that people are always going to be wanting to borrow from them, take from them, steal from them? Could be. Maybe they just straight up stingy. Could be. I know stingy people. I'm sure that you know stingy people also, right? Everybody knows somebody who's a little bit extra thrifty. Excessively thrifty. We all know people who are that way. Now, why do people who don't have any money try to act like they have a lot of money? That seems like a trap to me. Like, if I don't have a lot of money, but I want people, I pretend to have a lot of money because I want people to think that I have a lot of money. What's going to happen when they want to borrow? What's going to happen when they test my money muscles? When they want me to flex my money muscles? When they come run test? What's going to happen? What's going to happen when they ask, yo, you know, we get money, right? Well, let's go overseas on vacation, and we're going to stay 2 weeks. Now, most vacations, you could get off for like a week, 5 days, 7 days. You won't be in a place for 2 weeks. You better expect to have a couple of dollars. Because you go overseas, regardless of what country you're in, if you're going to be there for two weeks, now you're talking about 2 weeks worth of clothing. You're talking about 2 weeks worth of meals, drinks, accessories, you know, living expenses. You're doing a little bit of overseas. You got to be able to afford that. Because, you know, when you're overseas on vacation, you're eating out every night, every day. Unless, you know, they have an extended stay over there overseas. They got extended stay over there. You get a little kitchen, go to the market, hit up the market. Yeah, we're going to go to the Dubai market. Now, speaking of Dubai, they have made Dubai affordable for Americans to come and visit, mostly because they wanted that American money. But don't get it twisted. Everything over there ain't dirt cheap. They have things over there for people who don't have a lot of money, but have enough money to be able to vacation over there. So they have things that are attractive for them. And then they have the stuff that the big ballers going to the big boy toys. Like, oh, okay. You got a couple of dollars. We got something that we think you'll like. But yeah. So if you running around here acting like you got money, and then people want to test your money muscles, like, all right, we're going to Dubai for 2 weeks on the fly. Like, no, not next year. No, no payment plan on this trip. We going in August. You coming? I mean, you said that you're not working right now, but you know, you got the money. Can you go? Can you make it? Let me see. They cutting off PUA in September, but they upped the food stamps. If I sell all of the food stamps that I got, then I can have the money to get on the plane and maybe for the hotel. But 2 weeks? It's a long-ass time, man. I don't know if I got that many food stamps. that I got to sell 2-for-1. I don't know. Sucre says, I want people to mind their damn business. I ain't got no money.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean to be in your business, but it sounds to me like you got a couple of dollars. Let's see. Jeff Hawkins says, Mount Airy. Yeah, Omar, official. I'm just saying. It is what it is, Jeff. I ain't saying that every house over there is super spectacular because it's not. They have regular homes, but all their homes have like either backyards or front yards or both. They're nice, suburban-worthy homes without having to move out in the burbs. That's what Mount Airy is. That's what it is. That's exactly what it is. They have, they don't necessarily have row homes, but they have twins. You know, they're like twin homes. I haven't seen any row homes in Mount Airy. I guess you, in a way they do. But they're more like twins because a lot of times it's like a little alleyway, and then they got the driveway in the back. I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm trying to think, east or west. Okay, maybe they do have row homes, but their row homes are a little bit spiffy. May not be bigger than, but bottom line is you're going to have to, in order to pay that mortgage, in order to pay them taxes, you're going to have a couple of dollars. That's all. That's all I'm saying. But West Mount Airy, you won't come up off a couple of dollars. Moving in silence is the key. Jeff Hawkins says, then you've just become a mark. Yeah. When you running around here acting like you got money and you don't really have no money, you could lose your whole life savings that you was wearing on you or had in your pocket. You had on a $5,000 chain, and chain bracelet, watch, and ring. All right, that all equaled up to about that. Let's be nice about it. Let's see. Let's say 10,000 altogether. And I'm going high because it might not have been that much. 10 carat gold, you know how it go. 10 carat gold, you know how it go. You know, people who don't know jewelry don't know how it go. I know how it go. I ain't the jewelry expert. But I know what it's like to run around here with big, long chains and pieces and all that kind of shit. And you know the who's who. When you know what 10 karat gold looks like and 14 karat gold looks like, 18 and 24. Very little people wear 24 karat gold. It's really soft and it's actually not good. It doesn't make very good jewelry, but people buy it because it's the highest shit. And it's very heavy, it's dense. But nonetheless, you might have got paid off a case or something like that where you don't have any income coming in, but you got paid this chunk of money. You know? You got hit by a scepter bus. $150,000 for you. $240,000 settlement. The lawyer got his cut, and look, you stepped off with $150,000. Now look at you. You got a couple of dollars, but this is all you have. Ain't no money coming in. You just got this chunk. So you've been splurging away your net worth ever since you got the check cut. The check cleared, $150,000 in the bank. $150,000. You was paid. That's a lot of money up front to have it one time. A whole year's salary on a good job. That's a whole year's salary on a good job. All in one fell swoop. And then you went shopping, went shopping, went shopping, go shopping, go shopping. You know, cars, jewels, living room sets, money, fixing up the house. We're going to put us a deck right on the house. We going to get some fly shit for the house. We going to put doors on all the rooms in the house. We never had no doors on the rooms in the house. Big screen TV. Going to be a good Christmas. Not like these. Christmas is coming. It's going to be a hell of a Christmas. We ain't bumming. People coming through. You got, you know how people be coming through. Talking about some, you know, I'm sending financial investors on your way, like financial planners and all that kind of shit. Like, it'd be funny as shit. Like, don't you know this motherfucker gonna go and spend all of this money? You talking about financial planning and all that shit. I ain't gonna do that shit. They probably let you take 10,000 off the top. Hey, take this 10,000, make something happen. And what you gonna do with this 10,000? You gonna make a million out of 10,000? All right. Well, Master P did it. If you want to believe that. Make sure that y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that you share the show. Make sure that you subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. It's the daily. Go get them in the show. Share the show. Subscribe to the channel. Yo, hit the like button. All right. So Chris says, I want people to, okay, my bad. I already read that. My bad. My bad. No, it says, speaking of moving in silence, some people should not know where you live if you take an extended vacation. Man, somebody sleeping in my bed. You right about that though. Motherfuckers be going on vacation. They be taking their vacation pictures, posting them online. Like, we overseas, we in the Caribbean doing our thing. I ain't gonna be home till like July 24th. Shorty, it's only the 11th. It's only the 11th today. You just told people that you're gonna be gone for 6 weeks. What are you, on an internship? T. Carry Wright, morning, noon, and night. It's always good to have my peoples going directly in your sight. That's word. Thanks for coming on through. So, yeah, Jeff Hawkins says, that money runs out real fast without income. Yeah. You know, because, look, your net worth is being dwindled away day by day. You don't know what people, man, you know how many sneakers $150,000 cash can buy? And you don't be looking at that as really even putting a dent in the money. So one summer you bought 20 pairs of Jordans. Talking about, yeah, but I can sell these. And you don't sell none of them. You run a rock them. You ain't selling them goddamn Jordans. By the time you go to sell them, them shits is dog. Nobody buying these Jordans leaning. These leaning ass Jordans. And they dirty. Your Jordans, them J's you got on your feet, they look as bad as crackhead Air Force Ones. You know them Aki Air Force Ones. Them shits don't be right. Like, them Air Force Ones are awfully boat looking. Yeah, Aki sold me these Air Force Ones. These good Air Force Ones. Like, I don't think they good Air Force Ones. They don't look like good Air Force Ones. And your Jordan's looking like them crackhead Air Force Ones. Like, yo, those look like the Air Force Ones that crackhead mechanics outside of AutoZone be rocking. Oh, yeah, them crackhead Air Force Ones. They white. And you notice that the crackhead Air Force Ones were always once white. They were white. The motherfuckers dirty as shit. And, you know, Air Force Ones already don't have that much grip on them because of the way the sole, you know, they got that circle in the sole and all of that kind of shit. Them shits ain't got no grip. You be slip sliding away on an oil slick. He changed the pan. He changed the oil pan on your ride and shit. And, you know what I mean? Spill some of the oil. You slip sliding away. Slip sliding away. Slip sliding away. Shout out to Boss Gags. I think that's who sang Slip Sliding Away. Was it Boss Gags? Boss Skaggs. Who knows? Carol, you know? Who sang that song? I don't know. Yeah. Narcissus says, Jordan's looking like old Chinese boats. Yeah. Yeah. So, like I said, you got $150,000 cash. That's good-ass money, especially when you have money coming in. You ain't got no money coming in. That should just be going away, away. Amazon packages every day, the money going away, away, away. Amazon packages coming the way till every day. Amazon packages coming every day. Money going away, money going away, money going away. I'm going to help my cousin get back on his feet. I lent him $5,000. It's all right with me. Money going away. Amazon packages coming every day. Money going away. Amazon packages coming every day. Kevin Tip, Walmart.com. Walmart.com. Most people like to go to Walmart in person. But some people go to Walmart.com. Target.com, BestBuy.com, I got a new bathroom. I paid for the bathroom. The fucking contractor jerked me. Got a new bathroom. He didn't finish the bathroom. Contractor jerked me. I gave the contractor all the money up front. That motherfucker got ghost. Oh, shit. Yo, you never pay a contractor up front. You never pay a contractor if you want a contractor to come back. Don't you? Oh, no, it's Paul Simon. That's who sung that? Oh, shit. My bad. Shout out to Paul Simon. Oh, Sucre, you knew it too? Shout out to Paul Simon. Shout out to Nars Hill and Sucre Chutois for knowing their music. Good looking out. Shout out to Art Garfunkel. He don't get nearly enough credit. Shout out to Art Garfunkel. Robbie Ming says, when you don't work for your money, most people splurge. When you work hard for your money, you don't splurge and manage your money. I don't know about that, Rob. I know some people who make good money and they can't keep no money. I've known people who make six figures and they can't keep no money. They stay broke. Meanwhile, I've known people who made $40,000 or $50,000 and they stay paid. They stay paid. They do whatever they got to do to make a little bit more money, you know, take on a second job. You know what I mean? Hustle a little bit on the side. Get their hustle on. Hustle. They going to sell something. They don't care whether it's snacks, chips, sodas, candy. You know what I mean? Socks, T-shirts, bras, panties, whatever they got to do. Them six-figure niggas, a lot of them be broke as shit. You know what I'm saying? And then, like, nigga like me, I ain't gonna front. If I know you make six figures, I'll be looking, let me see what kind of car they driving. you know how people at the job, you know, high ranking officials and shit. You be like, look at what they driving. I'm like, a Jeep Grand Cherokee? That's probably their work car. I'm like, you ain't even gonna whip a Benz? Ain't gotta be new. You ain't gonna push a Benz? But they might be concealing the money. Like they don't wanna be out there getting their shine on. Like let y'all $25 an hour niggas go ahead and do that. I do this so y'all $25 an hour niggas can get y'all shine on. I'm like, okay. All right. So crazy. So I said, I work hard and splurge, treat myself. That's what I'm saying. I mean, you know, I know a lot of people who make decent money and they will get rid of that money. Not saying that they don't save any, but I have known people who don't. I've known people who make six figures. They live check to check. Easy. Check to check. I'm like, check to check, that's what we doing? I'm like, yeah, that's what they doing. So Clay says, that's broke thinking. Okay. Jeff Hawkins says, a lesson learned, word up. No, so it says, financial literacy is very important. Not only that, but yeah, financial literacy, how about financial listening skills? Because some people don't listen. They just don't listen.
Robbie May says too.
And she also says, you better put some money away for a rainy day. You never know when an emergency is coming. It always amazes me when I see drug dealers who get locked up and can't make bail. And it happens a lot. You get knocked and you can't make bail on a drug charge? Not on a trafficking charge, but on a routine, you know, intent to deliver. Like, you can't make bail? Nigga, you can't even bond out? You can't bond out? You don't have $10,000, $15,000 nowhere? You can't bond out? Let me find out that you can't bond out. Let me find out that you can't bond out. Jeff Hawkins says, made good on that next money, though. Okay. Okay. So Clay says, the key is what you spend your money on. I make smart money moves when it comes to long-term debt. I invested in all my baby moms. I know that money will be put to good use. And it's even like a charitable donation. I write that off of my taxes. Invest in your baby moms. If you're from New York, invest in your baby moms. Invest in your baby moms. Invest in your baby mom. That treat yourself, don't cheat yourself thing. Yeah, that treat yourself, don't cheat yourself thing. I invest in my baby moms. Invest in your baby mom. Woo-ha! Jeff Hawkins says, oh my, that's so sad. Yeah. Yo. Yeah, man, people be fucking their money up. But when we talk about, you know, the secret about how much money you really make, some people keep the real money that they make or the amount of money that they make, they keep it from their spouses. Like, you don't want your wife to know how much money you make? Doesn't she kind of have the right to know? No? Situation sponsor, you're not funny. I think I am. I'm not going to listen to that rhetoric. I will not take this ribbing from you. I contend that I am funny. Yes, I do.
Yes, I do. Baby.
Yeah, I may not know how much money I'm making. I say you may not know how much I need. One thing for certain, baby. I know how much I stole now. And I'ma spend it, baby. I bet it is good on my knees. Okay. Shout out to rest in peace to Prince. Prince Rogers Nelson. Okay. Marcel says, living on minimum wages, some people can't even dream of saving, let alone make it part of the budget. I don't care how much money you make, you can always put some money away. And the reason that I say that is because no matter how much money you make, if you smoke cigarettes or if you drink, that should be the money that you put away. You can always put something away. Something. Because spending all of it on expenses makes no sense. Because that's not living. So you're going to have to budget, you know, work things out properly, and then put away. I don't care if you only put away $10 per pay. It beats a blank. It does. It beats a blank. Aqua Activated, thanks for coming through. They hate it, but I love it. I'm glad you came through. We're much above it. Word. All right. Jeff Hawkins says, yes, got to invest in your baby moms. I agree. Okay. Nazil says, although I remember my grandma saying, even if it's $5, put it away. I'm trying to tell you, you got to do it. And that's why I say people who make minimum wage, they can still save. There is no amount of money that you make where you can't save. People who say they can't save don't want to try. But here's the thing. Even if they made a whole lot more money than what they make, they still wouldn't save because that's just not what they do. Because even if they save, they wouldn't save right. Saving is a practice. It's something that you practice doing on a regular basis. And people who don't practice saving, they practice spending all the time. So even if they try to save, they'll try to save way too much money than they know that they're going to leave alone. So if you're saving money, but you know that you intend to just save it so you can go and spend it whenever your regular money gets low, that's not saving. That's putting money away, but it's not saving. The money you save is the money that you do not touch. Unless there are no other options available. Aqua Activated says, wait, Jeff Hawkins says, that depends on the type of wife you have, hopefully. Trusting type. Hopefully, yeah. Aqua Activated says, broke people sure manage to smoke every day. I don't fucking get it. I don't. Thank you, Aqua Activated. I don't understand how you broke as a joke, but you still managed to smoke. Broke as a joke, but you still managed to smoke. Broke as a joke, but you still managed to smoke. How do you afford to smoke? Broke as a joke, still afford to smoke. You got enough money to get high, but don't have enough money to really get by? How? 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 The weed man not supposed to be making more money than the dope man? Are you crazy, man? The weed man shouldn't have as much money as the dope man. How does it happen now? So Craig says, they save it until they spend it. That's not saving, but you're right. No, so it says, can't pay a bill, but got a beer and a blunt. 40 in a blunt. 40 in a blunt. Well, remember that song way back when? Smoking a blunt and sipping on a Heineken. Sipping on a, smoking on a, smoking on a, sipping on a. What's my song back in the day? That was on the, I think that was on the Above the Rim soundtrack. I think her name was Sweet Sable. Let me see. That was my shit. Back in the 90s. That was back in the 90s. Let me see. Sweet Sable. Hold on. Hold on. I ain't going to be able to play the record because y'all know what it is. Way Back When by Sweet Sable.
No. According to Merriam-Webster.com, Way Back When
by Sweet Sable.
I pulled up some videos for you.
Sweet Sable. Oh, it was called Old Time Sake. Old Time Sake. Y'all remember that song? That was my shit. Old Time Sake. Yeah. Smoking a blunt and sipping on a... No, it's be on it. He said it was called Old Time Sake. Good looking. I know a place. Yeah. Look what they said. She remember it too. Oh, I was a baby back in the... She said she was a baby back in the 90s. Well, we all were. Aqua Activator says, about to play this tonight. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. We're going to take it back. Smoking a blunt and sipping on a Heineken. Damn, I wish I could play this shit. Fuck. Fucking YouTube. They don't show no love. No love, I tell ya. All right, y'all. We about to do these birthday shout-outs and get on up out of here. We about to get on up out of here. Oh, the song was sampled from Eddie Kendrick's. That was my shit. That was my, yo. Good looking out. Aqua Activated. I wasn't even thinking about that song. As soon as the show go off, I'm gonna play that song. I'm gonna play that shit. Let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious, glorious, glorious. it is. June 11th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special, because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-E-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They get number one out the box, Pete Easley, turning 46 years old today. Happy birthday to you, Pete. And Dawana Davis Harris, happy birthday to you. And Pamela Carter. Pamela Carter. Pam Carter. That's Carol Chamberlain, peoples. Pam Carter. Pam Carter, bam. Pam Carter, bomb harder. Do the damn thing. And my girl, all the way from Ethiopia, Rachel Zidard. 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 Rachel. Rachel Zadar, that's my girl. And Key Denise, happy birthday to you. And Yina Rotestan, happy birthday to you. And Lucy Godchild Soiree, turning 30 years old today. And Edgar Mullen, turning 52 years old today. And Intelligent June Bay, turning 32 years old. And Tasha Maria, turning 33 years old. And Kenya Clark, turning 46 years old. Lisa Young, turning 48 years old, and Sharonda Broadwater, turning 35 years old today, and Jocelyn Hightower, happy birthday to you. And last but not least, going all the way back to the 1978, all the way back to the 1978, my man Kyle Farmbree from third grade, turning 51 years old today. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious glorious June 11th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead, turn up, but don't turn up too loud, just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out, rock on it, do the damn, the damn, the rock out, rock on it, do the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing, and do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings and do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen. Listen on up. How much money do you make? You ain't saying nothing. I understand. I get it. I feel you. I dig it. But at some point, somebody's going to know how much you make, particularly the person who is writing the checks. Whoever is paying you knows how much money you make, at least in that realm. So whether you choose to reveal or conceal your net worth or how much money you're making, what you're grossing, at the end of the day, it is your business. And if you choose to put it out there, just know that you're going to have to live by whatever you have put out there. You're going to have to deal with the consequences. You think I'm bluffing, this suffer the consequences. But it's going to be all right. Everything is going to be okay. Think it won't. We're going to be back tomorrow day, 11 a.m. for the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. And we will be here on Sunday too. So, you know, I mean, we're back in full and total, absolute, undisputed effect. E-F-F-E-C-T, a smooth operator, operating correctly, but back to the lab without a mic. Okay, so y'all have a good night. Be safe out there. Now, this city of Philadelphia lifted all of the COVID restrictions. No more masks, no more nothing. Now, private businesses reserve the right to conduct business in whatever way they want to, as far as the masks are concerned, but masks are pretty much done. How do y'all feel about it? How we going to work? We going to rock? Maybe we'll talk about that tomorrow. About now the COVID restrictions are lifted, how are we going to conduct ourselves? For the people who have gotten the shot, I know we talked about getting the shot, got those who got the shot and those who didn't. Well, we can talk about it a little bit farther now that we've gotten a little bit farther legislation-wise, legal-wise. So See y'all tomorrow at 11 o'clock. I don't know if we're going to talk about that, but we might. We probably will. I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. We'll look into it. I want y'all to have a good night. Be safe regardless, no matter what. I want to be able to see y'all in some capacity, even if it's not on the show. I just want to make sure that y'all all right. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate you and love you right back to life. Back to life. Back to reality. Back to the... Okay, so I get with y'all. Get Blog Talk on up out of here. We go bye-bye, but we stay fly.